It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Reporters are getting a chance to see conditions inside a prison in southern Illinois today that Governor Pat Quinn had fought to keep off limits. From Illinois Public Radio member station WBEZ, Robert Wildebohr has this report.
WBEZ spent much of the past year requesting a visit to Vianna. It's a minimum security prison where overcrowding has led to hundreds of prisoners being housed in large rooms crowded with bunks. The building has broken windows that are simply boarded up in winter, leaving inmates no view of the outside. Quinn kept reporters out, citing simply safety and security. With pro bono attorneys from Jenner and Block, WBEZ threatened to sue Quinn and the Department of Corrections. The department then announced it would give tours to reporters on three designated media days, and the first of those tours is this afternoon. But reporters are not allowed to bring in microphones or cameras to document the conditions, so the public still won't see what's happening firsthand. The Department of Corrections says reporters will be allowed notebooks and so-called flex pens, and that's more than the general public is allowed to bring in. I'm Robert Wildebohr.
The Illinois Senate yesterday advanced a measure to expand driving privileges in Illinois. It's estimated that 250,000 undocumented residents are commuting around the state without driver's licenses. The proposal under consideration would allow them to get licenses with something other than a birth certificate or social security number. Legislators from both parties support the measure. Senate Republican leader Christine Rodonio from Lamont says Illinois has to take action because of the inaction of the federal government.
There's no perfect solution. It needs to be dealt with federally. So I think this is a good example of states trying to figure out a way to handle a problem that we have.
The licenses would look different than standard driver's licenses and would not be valid IDs for things like boarding airplanes, buying firearms, or voting. A committee approved the legislation on a vote of 12-2. It now goes before the full Illinois Senate. For the second time this year, a member of the Illinois House has been charged with a crime. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced Thursday that Representative LaShawn Ford is accused of bank fraud. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Earlier this week, Representative Ford was business as usual, like when he spoke up in a committee about a struggling health care provider in his district.
And that's why I support this measure. Circle Family Healthcare is closing their doors and they're not able to see people in their community. And
now he's facing a 17-count indictment. Ford's accused of lying to a bank in 2006 and 7 about how he'd use a $500,000 line of credit. Ford, a real estate developer, was supposed to use the money to rehabilitate buildings. Instead, prosecutors allege he used it to pay credit cards, to make payments to an Indiana casino, and to pay for the 2006 campaign that won him a seat in the Illinois House. State Board of Elections records show Ford put nearly $175,000 of his own money into his campaign. In a statement to constituents, Ford says he's innocent. He's the second Chicago Democrat serving in the House to be indicted this year. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
That other indicted Democrat is former Representative Derek Smith. He's fighting a bribery charge. The House kicked him out of office in August, but he won the November election and can reclaim his seat in January. Ford told the Chicago Sun-Times the charges against him are ridiculous and that he's honest. The U.S. Senate has voted 94-0 to tighten sanctions on Iran, targeting its energy and shipping industries, with penalties outlined in a package co-sponsored by Illinois U.S. Senator Mark Kirk. The package has been attached to a sweeping defense bill the Senate hopes to finish next week. A federal appeals court in Chicago is the first to hear legal challenges to President Obama's recess appointments. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals today heard oral arguments from attorneys for the Obama administration and a National Right to Work group. Judges took the matter under advisement and first must decide whether petitioners have legal standing to bring the case. The president named three members to the National Labor Relations Board when Congress was in a 20-day recess. But Republican leaders and business groups say the appointments were unconstitutional because the Senate was technically in session. The president's lawyers argue that was a sham because no business was conducted and attendance was not required. For the first time in nearly 4 years, guests will stay at an historic hotel in downtown Urbana. Initially, 45 rooms in the 91-year-old Urbana Landmark Hotel are available for overnight guests beginning tomorrow night. Owner Xiaojin Wan says he's now ahead of schedule in a redevelopment agreement with the city. Wan says another 50 rooms should be open by the end of March, with all 128 opening by the end of June. The redevelopment plans include commitments of up to $1.4 million from the city. Wan says he chose to forego any income for a year in order to upgrade amenities.
We chose to build a nice-looking canopy and build a new, totally new entrance and save the parking lot. So all these need time, and I hope people will understand that.
For now, the Landmark is having food catered in. Juan says the hotel needs a permit from Champaign-Urbana Public Health before it can open the bar and serve its own breakfast. He expects that to happen by January. Juan says he's also removed carpet from the hotel ballroom and restored the hardwood for weddings and other events. One critic of the redevelopment plan is Democratic mayoral candidate Les Stratton, who contends Juan has fallen short of his pledge to open the hotel earlier. And the nonprofit group Education Trust has released a report indicating Illinois State University ranks 19th in the nation in Hispanic graduation rates. The group says ISU raised the graduation rate for Hispanic students by 19% from 2004 to 2010. ISU is the only Illinois school on the group's top 25 list. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.